This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop. If they finish strong, Blake survives. If they don't, Blake's the guy that goes down, you think, not Manny. Is that what you're kind of read? Is that the tea leaves you're reading right now?
Well, I think more than anything, what I'm reading is that there's a lot of dissatisfaction. And I would think that both of them aren't necessarily safe, is what I would say. And okay. And I think that in the event that this thing goes very wrong, I could see both of them being gone. Now, who goes first?
Eat all that salary. What's Blake got left on his deal? Do you know?
I don't. I was looking at some tax returns information last night, looking at different salaries and stuff from 2019. And I think overall, you know, Miami fans obviously know to fire Manny Diaz, pay him to go away, you know, and his assistant coaches, right? Because it's not just Manny, it's other guys too. That's going to be very costly. So again, to me, it would have to be a disastrous finish. This would have to be the team quitting on him. This would have to be, you know, getting blown out at Pittsburgh and then losing to Georgia Tech and Florida State. Like, those kind of things I think would have to happen for there to be, you know, changes across the board. And I don't know that that's going to happen, right? Like, right now, with what Tyler Van Dyke showed me on Saturday, I really do think they're going to be bowl eligible. Because if that kid is playing at that level, they're going to beat some of the other. I mean, NC State wasn't a bad team, dude.
A good defense.
They had a very good defense, number one third down defense, and this kid was making really smart decisions. So if you have a quarterback and the defense is getting better, like it looked on Saturday, where all of a sudden you're not having, you know, 30 missed tackles or 25 missed tackles, I think that gives them a chance. Granted, look, they still could have lost that game, right? If that fumble on the punt return holds and that kid for NC State doesn't lose his helmet, they probably lose the game. But to me, they're right there and probably good enough to win, you know, those last four games.